Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am so happy to have you here. This is officially episode 101. And I only remember that because I did the last episode, episode 100. So welcome to the next batch of 100. Today's episode is going to be really good. I think it is a good listen for a lot of you out here who have checked all the boxes and a pivot is near, or you're just going through the things that the economy is bringing and the administration is bringing. For instance, my mom retired yesterday. She worked in the government and she retired yesterday, and she has a whole new life ahead of her. This is a whole new chapter that she gets to create on her own. And while it is scary and nerve-wracking and brand new and a whole lot of the unknown, I know that a lot of you are going through the exact same thing. And so this conversation was right on time with this guest. However, before I introduce my guest, I want to remind you that whatever platform you are listening to this podcast on, please do me a favor and leave a 5-star rating and leave a review if available. This will allow Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman to start reaching the ears and the phones and the TVs, wherever you may be watching this, near and far, because this deserves to be everywhere. It deserves to be planted on every high achieving Black woman, every Black woman, and anyone else who wants to listen. But those who know this, who this is for, know who this is for. And if you screenshot that and send it to me, whether it's a rating or a review, I will send you over a copy of my ebook, The Foundational Steps of Self-Care for High Achieving Black Women. Now, this ebook was made to be sold and I never did it. So I'm giving it away to those that leave a rating and a review. That just lets you know I'm not good with follow through with a lot of things. But I do want to give you something for helping me reach those that do not know that we exist yet. So I appreciate you, and I will remind you at the end of the episode as well. So let me introduce the guest. Now, the guest has been on here before. She was in season 2, something of that nature. I can't remember, but she's back, and it is my friend Sheena Roberts. And so let me introduce you to her. So for women who are pushing boundaries and blazing trails in their communities, joy is a must. Sheena Roberts, better known as the Joy Curator, advocates for life full of purpose and positivity today rather than settling for anything less in pursuit of future success or happiness. Her goal? To help ambitious women reach professional and personal fulfillment through joy, enabling them with clarity and increased confidence. In 2019, she committed to dedicating her time towards understanding both how to create personal elation alongside developing healthy self-care habits that empower female leaders everywhere with clarity, confidence, and financial security without sacrificing well-being along the way. Through her speeches, workshops, and retreats, Sheena provides women in leadership with the steps, tools, and support needed to get unstuck, escape burnout, and step into living a fulfilling, well-paid life with greater clarity and confidence. This conversation is really, really good, and it's really, really rich. And I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that you get something out of it. So, without further ado, I welcome you, Sheena Roberts.
So we're just going to jump into it because we were getting ready to start talking before I hit record. So we're just going to jump into it. So when I first met you, Sheena, we had a conversation because I had just left corporate and you were feeling a little about your corporate job and you weren't happy. And I felt like the transitions that you've recently had would be a good conversation for the listeners because they are the high achieving. I have done all the things. I've got the job. I did everything that I was supposed to be doing. And it's not giving. It sucks. Mm-hmm. So I want to start with when we first met and you being in the corporate world and how you were feeling. You weren't feeling the greatest when we first met. So can you kind of speak on that so it gives context to where you are today?
Absolutely. So, I mean, you did a really nice job summing that up, right? Like, corporate to me, although I was grateful for my corporate career, Due to the stress and just the nature of dealing with certain personalities, the systematic structure, being vulnerable, Black and woman in corporate America, it just didn't feel good. But back then, what was that like?
That was like
2019?
four or 5 years ago, probably right
Yeah.
around COVID.
Right. So back then, we weren't talking about any of the things that we talked about now. So it felt uncomfortable, but also it felt very alone because I thought I was tripping. Like I was going crazy because I'm like, I have all this thing, these things that I've attained, but yet I'm still unhappy. I still don't feel like I really have a fulfilling life, a satisfying life. And of all that, I'm thinking it's just me. It's something wrong with me. There's something inherently wrong with me. So I kept trying and trying to, just get a different job, get a different career, find a different boss, find a different organization. None of it was working. And it even got to a point where, my son was born prematurely because of the stress from work. And he was born in 2015. So then in 2019, I was just like, forget all this. I'm not going to continue to be unhappy because obviously the system's not changing. By this time, I know I'm not crazy. I'm having conversations with other people. I know it's more of us that feel this way. And I'm just going to take my life into my own hands. And that's when I decided to pursue joy and become the joy curator and just embrace all things joy. And that was in 2019, which was pretty radical for 2019, And now we're in 2025.
Right. And
It's crazy.
so take me through, and so y'all are gonna get to hear us like catch up in real time because we have not really had a chat check-in. We've touched here and there about what's going on, but like you're listening in on like a real conversation of checking in. So I joined, you were doing the meetup groups, and I joined those, and those were so good. And you were talking about joy and bringing Black women together to have conversations and community throughout probably like 2021, you were doing that. So what happened with that?
I believe that when you take on, how do I say this eloquently? When you decide that you want better for yourself, you're going to get tested at the end of the day. When you decide that, you know what, when I as soon as I picked up the joy curator and created Joy Noir and decided to pursue all things joy, life happened radically, and not just for me, but for the community as a whole. So as I was like, and this is the thing about when you are embracing, your uniqueness and wanting to be aligned with whatever that fulfilling life that you desire, you play with things, you try things out, you feel it through. You can't be too logistical. And so I had this amazing group that was formed from just doing meetups and just having women of like-mindedness come together. And from there, I got extremely sick. I got extremely sick, and then I actually started to experience a little bout of depression from just not kind of knowing which direction that I wanted to go and not feeling 100%. Oh, this is the first time I'm probably saying this out loud. Like, I deserve to be a leader of a group of women and say, oh, we're ambitious and we're pursuing joy because I'm still battling depression. And then on top of that, I'm still not happy with my job, and life is lifing because, COVID was around and everybody was just trying to figure life out, right? So then I get, a new job, and life, blessed me with a home.
Yes.
And shortly thereafter of purchasing my home, my father was diagnosed with cancer and ultimately passed away. This was 2024 now. Ultimately passed away. Oh no, wait, 2023, goodness. of cancer like a month or 2 or 3 months after the diagnosis. So that was pretty sudden. So I
Yeah.
was dealing with that. So yeah, that was literally 2023. And it's funny because the job that I got, I was just looking at my journal. On the 23rd of September of 2023, there was an outgoing VP pretty high up there that made a personal call to me. As he was leaving his last day, he just wanted to thank me so much because of the work that I had done for the company. And I'm gonna bring this full circle, right? The work I had done for the company while my father was sick. I had my laptop on my lap in the hospital with my dad, worried about this contract, worried about work, but also tending to my dying father. And he thanked me for that. So I was just like, finally, somebody sees
Validation.
me.
Yeah.
Recognition. So I was on cloud nine. I'm like, he sees me. He sees me. And of course, he's going to tell me this as he's going out the door of this organization. But yes, I got recognition from this man, and I'm so happy. And I go and I tell my therapist, and she was like, girl.
Oh, she read you. I know she did. As a therapist, I know that she read
She
you.
was
I know.
like, girl. And I was like, oh. She said they recognized you for working for them while you were going through the most difficult aspect of, as if they should, they were, a, it was an honor for you to even be in their existence. And it really took, I mean, of course, she said it more eloquently, and you probably could probably say it better, because I blinked out a little bit because I was like, oh, shoot, she's right. That recognition portion that I needed externally let me know that I still had a lot of work to do. And not 20, so that's 2023, September, April of 2024, that same job that just thanked me for working for them while my father was dying, and investing my personal time in their organization laid me off. So now I'm without a job. I'm grieving my father. And I'm like, okay, so what's next? It's amazing because as Black women, we do so much without that recognition. And it's almost as though we were starved for it. And I'm so appreciative of where we are coming together now in more of a space where we're like, you know what? Forget that. I don't need that external validation. I don't need that external recognition because it starts with me. I'm enough for me. And when you start to look at these organizations and how they're behaving now, that Sheena that felt like something was wrong and I couldn't give it a voice, I didn't know what it was, I knew it existed, but it was injustice. It was unfair. It was being pushed to the side. It was unheard. It was just this knowingness of like, I see what you guys are saying in your mission and values, but I don't feel it. Baby, when they rolled back that DEI, honey, and them cats came out them corners and the roaches started scurrying, I said, there it is. I knew y'all asses wasn't about nothing. I knew y'all did not want us there. I knew we were too loud. I knew that we were too beautiful. I knew that we were too intelligent. I knew that we couldn't keep our, we can't keep quiet. We can't be loud. We can't be passionate. We can't be, we just need to be in a quiet little box working under their weight. Or if it were too much, they just did not want us to be a part of that. And so when they had the opportunity to do away with, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion and all that language, it was like the cloaks came off. And instead of us reacting, at least from what I see in my community, in my spaces, we're just looking at them, okay, let me get a fan because we're boots on the ground. We're line dancing. We're traveling. We're like, and like, you're not going to stop this show. And I think that with everything that's been going on, as on a national level and on a personal level with myself, I'm happier now with the uncertainty of whatever's this journey that God has taken me on, I'm more happy now than I was with the six-figure career, with, the knowingness that I was getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. A friend of mine said that, a paycheck is an addiction. There's things that you do for that paycheck that cost you. And not having that has been one of the most relieving and most satisfying. This whole little sabbatical mini retirement session that I've been going on has been the most invigorating, restful, beautiful experience that I have had in my 42 years of living. 41. I just aged myself.
I love that. And I would have to agree. Before I went back to work, I spent about 4.5 years working for myself. And the growth, well, of course, you got to get toe down to come back up, right? And I
Got to.
had my moment probably in like 2023, where you go out here and you're doing all the things that people are telling you to do. Again, because that's how we operate, right? You graduate from high school with all these A's, and I'm going to go to college. And you told me to get a degree and go get this job. And so I went from following that to going into business to follow what they're telling me to become a millionaire in a certain amount of time. And okay, well, I'm doing what you told me to do in the program, and it's not manifesting in my account. What am I doing wrong? And in that, I really had to shut out the world. It was probably a depressed moment, which I feel like out of depressed moments comes lots of clarity and amazingness.
This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is proudly sponsored by Organic Lovin, your go-to source for all natural, body-safe products that enhance your intimate experiences. At Organic Lovin, they believe that what you put on and in your body matters, which is why they offer a carefully curated selection of organic, eco-friendly products designed to bring pleasure without compromising your health. From luxurious lubricants and body oils to intimate toys and wellness products, Organic Lovin' has everything you need to elevate your sensual self-care routine. Each product is crafted with the highest quality ingredients so you can indulge with confidence, knowing you're choosing the best for your body and the environment. As a special offer for our listeners, you can enjoy 10% off your purchase when you use the coupon code JaveryWellness at checkout. Visit www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, that's LOVEN, today to explore their full range of products and discover how organic, body-safe options can make a difference in your intimate life. That's www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, spelled LOVEN. And don't forget to use the code JaveryWellness for 10% off your order. Take care of your body and let Organic Lovin' take care of your pleasure. This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is brought to you by Javery Integrative Wellness Services, where holistic healing meets mental wellness. At Javery Integrative Wellness, we understand that life's demands can take a toll on your mind, body, and your spirit. That's why we offer a range of therapeutic services designed to help you reconnect with yourself, reduce stress, and find balance. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, relationship issues, or simply looking to enhance your overall well-being, the expert therapists at Javery Integrative Wellness are here to support you. We specialize in creating personalized integrative care plans that cater to your unique needs. Ready to take the first step towards a healthier, happier you? Visit www.javerywellness.com today and schedule your free 15-minute consultation with one of our compassionate therapists. It's time to invest in yourself and start your journey to wellness. That's www.javerywellness.com, your partner in holistic health and healing. Don't wait. Book your free consultation now.
Right.
And you hear yourself, right? Like I had to shut everything out and really sit down with, okay, what is success?
Right.
Right, for me, because what we're doing, and I think you experienced it too, because that's how we met, is through business groups of someone telling you what works for you, but you don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know how I operate. And I'm doing the things that you've done, and you're guaranteeing me a result. And in that solitude, I was like, no one can guarantee me. I can't even guarantee me results because I've never done this before. And that was the clarity of, oh, like you were talking about, I just have to be, they call it the mad scientist. I just got to go out here and try a whole bunch of stuff and figure it out. When it was time to go back to work, I was so solid in what I wanted and what success looked like for me that I made choices, right? I knew I needed to go back to work, but oh, I was going back on my terms. And I absolutely love my job and I still work for myself as well. And so I want to know from you, being in that depressed, I need to get quiet. Like what is life? What all of these things that I've been told is a lie. How did you start to claw your way out of it, especially with the hits that seem to come one after another after another?
Like waves, right? It reminds me, if you've ever been to like one of those beaches that's so beautiful. Puerto Rico has a beach and it's like, don't swim on this beach because the waves are like coming, like crashing on the shore, like bow, bow, bow. That's what it felt like. And it was a couple in there and they was just in the waves. Like, I'm like, y'all must be from here because the way that wave would have took me down. But in those moments of darkness, I think depression, it's a process of alchemy. And what I've learned from that is the darkness can teach you, like you say, so much about yourself. In the darkness, in the womb, that's where creation is fostered. And I saw parts of myself in those dark moments that were absolutely amazing. Accompanied with, you have terrifying thoughts that you have to sit with to work through. And as a therapist, or I'm sure you'll have people who, might come through and they're just talking and they have like a self, like an epiphany that's uncomfortable and they just kind of like roll over it. And
Yes.
my therapist will stop me.
Right.
And she would say, wait, sit with that. And I would squirm and I would be so angry because I was like, I don't want to sit with this. This is a very uncomfortable feeling for me. You got to sit with it. So now, as I'm, and if everything's a spiral, I think that when we think about or we picture these dark moments, we kind of think of like stair steps or like mountain pinnacle, summit type of situation. But it's really an upward spiral where you're meeting polar opposites. And just like you have moments of light, you have moments of darkness. And you have this 360 spiral that you continue to go around, and you'll have the yin and the yang, and you go into dark and the light. And every evolution, you go up a step higher. So it's important to have those dark moments to really alchemize the weaknesses or the areas of improvement within yourself that may be subconscious that you may not even have any awareness of that's being brought to the surface for you to process through it so that when you go to the next level, you're walking in that job with a whole new armor of baby, I've seen darkness and I've seen what I can do. And there's nothing about this organization or these entities that I might come in contact with that's going to get me like it got me back in 2015, back in 2017. I'm a whole different Sheena. You're a whole different Natasha walking back into the workforce. And I think as we talk about pleasure as Black women, we welcomed the soft girl era. Like I was a
Absolutely. Woo.
huge soft girl era. Huge
Yes.
soft girl. And I love a soft girl moment, right? But within our toolbox, is that strength and that reset. We got to pick those tools back up. As we come back around, I was like, let me go back and get this resiliency. Let me go back and pick up this strength because I'm going to need it in this next evolution to carry with me in whatever the next chapter is for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, because I'm a therapist and I do have to put this disclaimer out, there is a big difference between situational depression. Please don't be out here trying to diagnose yourself, okay? And depression that requires you to get the medical help that you need that may need medication. Okay. No one is sitting here saying, oh, depression is this great place. Like, please do your due diligence and get your provider, your mental health provider, your medical provider involved. When we speak of depression, we are speaking of it's a down, right? It's a deep down, but it's not a down where I don't want to be here no more. Like, that's not an option. So please understand that is not what we are talking about here when we are talking about depression. So I had to put that disclaimer out there. It's interesting that you talk about this staircase. I had a student that I was talking to the other day, and she was really going in on herself about, I thought that I healed from these things, right? Like, I had this relationship and like this was going on and this new one, and I'm really disappointed in myself. And I had to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. First of all, you are forever going to be experiencing this change and this thing within you. I said, it's an onion. Everyone will tell you it's an onion. And because you're so young, you haven't even started to take the layers. You got that little tiny piece of paper on the outside of the onion that's there for God knows what reason that piece is there. But that's the layer that you are taking off. And there are so many more. And no one really tells us, or maybe it's us, maybe it's our generation that's having these conversations of, it's layers. You're going to go through the same thing over and over again, but you're going as a different person. You have different skills. You have different awareness to say, oh, I know what this is. I remember this feeling. I remember what I went through last time. Let me take the proper precautions and be proactive so that I don't go into a place that I was before, or just like lost, or looking for validation, or including people that don't need to be a part of this process. That's the difference. And so how have you come to a place to accept the onion, the layers of going through certain things over and over again in different decades of your life, and how you show up in those situations?
You're good at this, girl.
Thank you,
Let
girl.
Me tell you. So when I approach life now, I look at things from a neutral observation, right? So I don't give it a positive or a negative aspect in your life. I always look at something as, what are you here to teach me?
Mm-hmm.
Every situation. And so it was funny because I was having a conversation with somebody, and some of the things that they were saying about just sounded like 2019 joy curator, all things joy, like living the present moment,
right?
Follow your heart. But then I was like, but what are you teaching me? Because why is 2019 Sheena messaging coming to me now? Okay, because yes, and I want to do something differently this time around, because I've done that version and it works to the point of the next part of your evolution. So I no longer, no, I want to say no longer, it's yes and for a lot of the things. So as you're peeling back the layers of the onion, it's almost like a mirroring effect where you'll come back to the same situation that you've been tested for. And now, you know, version, you know, 7.5, Sheena, and you're looking at the situation and you have to assess it and address it as 7.5 Sheena,
right,
which is version 12-year-old Sheena may have addressed it in a
Absolutely.
Different way. And then you'll begin to open up doors and just different avenues in your life that you would not have had you not had that experience, come back around and put that mirror up to your face and say, okay, joy curator, what you gonna do with no job? And you're gonna look at it and be like, okay, well, source, God, you're gonna provide me with everything that I need, because my provision never came from the job.
Mm.
My provision never came from the job. So you get down to the bare bones, and it's almost like, well, who is your provider? Was it the job? Or was it somebody, something, or someone else? And that's when you have to be like, oh, wait a minute. Now this version, it's like you got all that. You had your six-figure job, got your house, you have two beautiful children. Now what? And it's in the now what where you can, if you just look at it neutrally and say, this is neither good nor bad. Or I always say that everything's happening for my greatest and ultimate good. That's always been my thing. Then you're just like, okay, this is an evolution that's going to take me on a journey that's going to be really important for the next chapter of where I'm going. And also, I'm like, when you go through these different things, you're also in a position to be able to be a beacon of light to those people who are starting to go through it as well. I've been out of a job for whew, since April, and now we're in a place where a lot of people are losing their jobs. A lot of people are scared. There's a lot of uncertainty. And baby, I'm already here with the, wicker cap on and got the got that going tourist stand. You want a shot glass, a t-shirt. I've been here. Hello, this is called uncertainty. You'll be fine. I'm Sheena, your toy girl. You know what I mean? If you walk this way with me, you'll have, it's your first dark night of the soul. Like it's so it I look at it in a joyful nature because when you go through things and you can and you take snapshots of the journey that you've been on and you turn back around and you see like, oh, that's why I went through all of this. That's why I went, because I can give a voice to now a lot of people that are stuck in fear, who have had job security that probably has been through generations through their family, now have a sudden feeling of, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, which can be extremely uncomfortable. And for someone who has been in those shoes for almost a year, I can give, an example of saying everything's going to be okay. You don't know how, you don't know why, you don't know, what, oh, I know why, but you don't know how. But at the end of the day, you can feel, within a within yourself that everything's going to be all right. And everything has been okay. My children have not gone without for anything. I have not gone for without for anything. My hair, my nails stay done. I don't go without food. I eat well. You know what I mean? So I enjoy like laughter. I host events, private events at my home for my close loved ones. It's really a time to go internal and go small, meaning we used to want to think so globally. See TED Talks. We see these massive conferences with beautiful, your floral wall is beautiful too, but beautiful floral walls and huge productions of people. And that was great as a mega movement. But now is the time for us really to start connecting with people that we can literally reach out and touch. Like literally get you a good community of people that you can see and be in the presence of face to face, start small, and just start building a community of people that you are aware of. You can be in their vibrational frequency, meaning I can feel the vibes, like if they're vibey or not, you know that, and begin to build that way, as opposed to as we cut, we went very, very hard when it came to the virtual connection, which we had to, right? We needed that because of restrictions that were placed upon us. Now it's really time for us to go small and nuclear with our communities and begin to really start being face to face with each other, because we're going to need each other in a way that we have not needed each other in this lifetime before. And I think that's where we're headed right now.
Oh, that was a message for me. Thank you. That's what this interview was for. Because something that I've always struggled with is the quantity over quality when it comes to hosting events or hosting retreats. Like it was one of those things where still to this day, the struggle is, but I want to be in front of more people and I want more people to be at this event. And like, why aren't you this and why aren't you that? And the reality is the events that I've hosted has not had more than seven people. And that was probably like one event I had seven people, but it's usually like two or three here and there. And the people have left like, oh my God, this was amazing. Like so much, it's so cozy and I feel so comfortable and I feel so safe. I even did an event for someone and it was just one person. You know, I'm a spoiler. And so I was like, okay, well, the allotted gift amount goes straight to you. So I got to go all out for her. And she was like, I was really worried that it was going to be a lot of people and just being doted on and having all of this attention and being able to talk. This was amazing. And in that moment, it's always like, that's right. I don't need a lot of people. But then that starts to kind of like wane as the event getting away from the event gets further and further. And you're like, oh, all these people aren't signing up for my event. So that message that you just gave was definitely confirmation for me because I am trying to do more in person, right? Like energy and interaction is just, it's felt better in person. And social media has just become, it's become life or death on there. And I'm like, I don't want to fight that good fight anymore. And so I received that. Thank you. It was a reminder. It does, you don't have to speak to a million people. You can have these regular events with three, four, five people, and you're doing the same impact because they go out and they engage with people. And now it's 10 people and now it's 20 people. So I appreciate that. And I want to speak to something that's important to you and in what you talk about, which is purpose, right? So we know that at one point our purpose was in having these jobs, making this money, paying the bills, right? How has your purpose evolved since being laid off and really just flowing in your joy since little Sheena will say 20, you know, something? Sheena was like, oh, I'm gonna go get this job and I'm gonna be in this world. How has your purpose evolved?
Oh, that's a great question. We all have a sense, like our younger selves had already knew what we came here for, like when we came on this plane, right? So I've always wanted to be of service. You know, that's kind of what steered me into the healthcare administration direction, because I wanted to be in an institution or industry that I thought was about helping people. My purpose has never shifted. It's just how I go about serving it. And one of the things that I have done is passion projects. And we talk about events, like one of the things that I did was host this event called BlissNick.
I'm so
And it was,
jealous that I could not go.
I'm sorry that you couldn't go. I'm so sorry. Listen, I was like, well, I want to be of I want my story to be one of positivity. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to host an event, and it was a beautiful event. I invited, everybody. I did the ads. I did, all the things on Instagram that they say, making reels and all that stuff. And I was coming from a place of, once you create an event, it has a life of its own. So I didn't want to continue to impose my mortal will on this event that's supposed to be of a higher source. Because again, I'm the joy curator. Joy is a God source thing. Like, I've always been very into spirituality, and joy is a very, as pleasure, is a very spiritual practice as well. And so those are the things that I've done, is just shift my purpose and put it into different ways of, like, how can I take care of the community of people that needs to be taken care of right now? So we had a mental health day, was out by the water, we had live jazz, people, girls were going out on yachts and taking, cocktail making classes. And again, it was not a large showing of people, but it was still, the energetic exchange was magical. It was absolutely magical. And then from there, God's still speaking, like, she gotta do something else. I'm like, what is it? So I hosted a Galentine's event at my house. It was a Hillary Banks theme and just invited, like, a few of my friends just to come over. And again, that was magical because, again, my goal is to really just have a transformative experience for the presence of those folks that are attending. And yeah, it's being obedient to, oh gosh, what's it called? What's it called, Natasha? I always, you want to take action, but it can't be just any sort of logical action. It has to come from the heart space, inspired action, right? So that's kind of where I've been. I've been studying a lot also about the goddesses that we have stories about, and what their roles were in ancient times and how those roles were ultimately removed from history books and certain texts because there was a larger agenda at play. So learning the role of the divine feminine within ancient times has also given me a different pair of lenses to kind of look through when it comes to how I'm navigating this new space. Because now I'm like I said, everything has changed. I'm no longer who I used to be. I'm evolved into something totally different. And I truly think this time was a time for me to study and also a time for me just to feel those, the energy of the events that I create, of it just being like throwing pasta up against the wall and saying, this is the vessel that I have created, and then the magic happens within that vessel, and then that's the product. The vibes is the product. And that's kind of how it's been for the past year.
And how has the grieving process been of all of the selves that have come? And it's like, oh, that was great. And now I have to release you and the things and the people that couldn't come on this journey.
Again, everybody comes and goes. I look at it as from a neutral point of view, so it's neither bad nor good. But I think the grieving process of who I used to be, I didn't really think it's a grieving process. I think we're all up in here partying together. Like all five, like I'm just unveiling a new different like part of me. Like little Sheena's here jamming, teenage Sheena's here, 20-year-old Sheena's here, married Sheena's here, domesticated Sheena's here, hippie girl Sheena's here. We're all out here just like complexed and evolved and magnificent in all of my weirdness, and I'm enjoying it wholeheartedly. I'm bringing them all with me. So I say it.
What happens when one tries to take more control than necessary?
Most of the time that's the ego self. Ego right now, I mean, I have not had that, right? And I can't speak to that because ego right now, God, we don't have no place for it because I will literally be like, oh, you got to shut that down. You got to shut that down. We are in delusion, baby. That's how we're going to stay afloat. We on SS
We're
delusion.
delusional today. Every day we're gonna wake up delusional and living our best life.
Living our best life because why tap into something that's going to scare the bejesus out of me and all my homegirls? No, why? No. And with inspired action, you understand if you're moving from a heart space, and this is where that co like coming to know yourself in those dark moments, you understand what voice is speaking that's for your ultimate good or for not so good. If it's coming from a place of, materialistic gain or coming from a place of, love and light. And I always want to move from a place of love and light. And you could tell because I've been in this period of just solo darkness, that I know which voice that is, and I know which direction that I want to go. So I'm able to be like, okay, how you doing? We're not going that way, but thank you for thank you. Recognize it and understand that. One another thing is someone gave me as I began this journey. When you feel certain emotions come to the surface, accept it. Be like, okay, right now I'm feeling anxiety or I'm feeling heavy. And just say it. Just say like, okay, right now I'm feeling heavy. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling burdened. I accept this feeling and sit with it and just let it naturally kind of like go. Because if we keep trying to numb it with all these things that they're, you know, putting in our faces, we won't get the healing that is necessary for us to, you know, move on and move further in our lives. So that's what it, those are the two things that I do. It's either like you either have love and light or you're not with it. Or when I do feel it, recognize it and just give a space to kind of just evolve and breathe and move on.
Right. Because it's going to pass. And I think that's what people fail to realize. They don't let themselves sit in something long enough, which is why they don't appreciate solitude, because that's what solitude is feeling and hearing all the things like you pointed to. And you don't allow yourself to sit in it long enough to realize that this too, it does pass. Like you can't stay, your nervous system can't stay in that state forever. It's not healthy. So eventually, if you allow yourself to sit through it, you recognize, oh, it doesn't stay. It's usually not even that long that I'm in this state and something else catches my eye. And I'm like, oh, let me go over here and do this. Or someone calls and it's like, spend some time talking to you. It just, it comes in waves, like the waves do. So that's absolutely true. So we know, you know, kind of to try to wrap this up in a bow for the listeners. We know as high achieving overthinkers that we need a thing. We need a direction. We need a thing to do, right? And so if there's somebody that's in a journey of pivoting, or because the world is doing what it's doing and they're going through the experience of losing things that they've attached themselves to and they're losing their minds right now, what do you feel like are things that they can be doing to not move this along faster, but to make it more manageable?
Whatever comes to your mind that gives you the greatest joy that is within the closest reach, do that. I don't care if, like, you know, since I was just thinking about this before this podcast, I was like, oh, you know, I want to learn how to crochet. So I'm thinking like, I'm going to do like a blanket. I'm like, do a scarf, a poncho. I don't know, girl. And I went to, Five Below, a little store, and saw the little crocheting kits. And it was like a little change purse, doing that little teeny change purse. I want to do something big. You know what I mean? And it was a message there that I thought of you today. And I was like, sometimes we need to start with that change purse. Because sitting with that small, you know, moment of just creation with your hands, that's something that we doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be grandiose. Just put it out there and say, and just watch it come together for like magically. It's almost like magnetic beads just all just collecting because you've put it out there that I just want to create this thing. When I did Blissnik, I just knew I wanted to create this thing, and I was able to get sponsorships and you know, people of interest and partnerships, just because I was like, I just want to create this thing. I had the time to do it. I invested my time, I invested my energy, and then for I was able to create it. So it may not be a Blissnik. It may just be, you know, a gathering, a kickback with your homegirls. I've been seeing so many like little like cute themed. They had a waiting to exhale, like little themed something that, you know, your little gathering, go to a park, sit in the grass, connect with the earth, like little things that bring you the greatest joy. Do that thing, because the more we give outside and external sources the power to say our joy comes from that, then we're going to continue to deplete ourselves from the joy that we already naturally generate within us. So start creating it yourself, and I guarantee you will start seeing your life unfold in magical ways that you had never imagined it before. Like, have the versions of ourselves we haven't even imagined how wonderful we're going to be at the end of all this. That's how fun this journey can be. But you just have to start with that one thing that brings you the greatest joy, and everything will evolve from there.
Didn't I tell you? That was such a good episode. I listened to it over again, and it was such a good episode, and it was such organic conversation. And I appreciate Sheena for being very transparent and vulnerable with us. I am happy to say that Sheena is back in the workforce. She has landed a director role. So let's all congratulate her. Hand clap, hand clap, hand clap. We're so proud of you, Sheena. When you hear this episode, I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much. For just the sprinkle of glitter that you put on the podcast. So she gave you a tangible. She told y'all what to do. So I want you to go and do it. Like I always say, don't just listen to this podcast and not do anything with the information that we're giving you. We're giving this to you so that you can do something different. So again, please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode, leave us a 5-star rating and leave a review. Screenshot that and email it to hello@chantelandco.com, which is in the show notes, and I will send you over a free copy of my ebook, Foundational Steps for Self-Care for High Achieving Women. I know the title changes every single time I say it, but I promise you, it is the foundational steps to self-care for high achieving women. That is not about commercializing it. It's not about the fancy stuff, the cute stuff, the pretty stuff. It's about the day-to-day things that have to happen in order for you to climb the steps to the next evolution of your self-care. So no matter how many titles I give it, it's all the same content. Okay. I love you so very much. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for continuing to show up and listening to this podcast. I appreciate you. And remember that pleasure is your birthright. You are so very much deserving of it without having to do anything for it. It is not something that is earned. It is something that just is. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.